To you most higher all the honor and glory due. No mortal tongue is even worthy to mention you. Be praised, my Lord, with all your creatures and brothers, son. By whom you give the light of day unto everyone. Come and praise the Lord. Come and bless the Lord.
Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to be with you, and I've been thinking about you. In fact, again, I've had a chance to talk with a few of us who sort of listen in here, lean into this time with each other. I'm grateful for Greg, too, and his thoughtfulness and his family's willingness to let him take time like this, too. It's all about taking a little bit of time and then letting go of even what that is. Time of year. I'm not sure where you are, but I know I'm more than knee-deep in snow half of the time now, and it's been an incredible winter to endure. And some probably are struggling just to do that right now. Maybe they're in your family or in your neighborhood, or maybe you're feeling that too. A cloud comes over us, even sometimes when there's sun in the sky. Seasonal difficulties for us, and real depression emerges. And yet, for us too, beside that, not wiping it away, is a rainbow. Is what brings about a rainbow. It's a sun glancing off of moisture in the air, and then there's a brilliance that happens, and here we are, and this Sunday in particular, we hear about the bow, the rainbow. Noah and his family and a lot of animals, two by two, as we like to sing that song, have made their way, and a dove appeared, if you might remember, with a sign of an olive branch. There's a sign of growth, of new life, of land. And I bet we're looking for it. Where is it under the snow? Where is that? You might remember the beautiful song, The Rose, sung by Bette Midler years ago, that would seem altogether too much, possibly saccharine or even painful, but I think quite beautiful. And some of the images from it I'd share with you now. Because God's heart breaks for us and opens for us through the Lenten season. Not to inflict any pain on us, but to absolutely cry out to us in compassion and mercy that we might find our way again. Maybe not back, maybe we've been there all along, but to a new aliveness. And we hear this challenge from the song. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. And when night has been too lonely and the road has been too long, and I've driven back here through snow and just ached for the road to be over, even at the same time that I was dazzled by the unusual beauty of snow hitting the windshield in a late winter night. And yet it is too long, and an endurance of this is difficult for us, and you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong. Give me that felt sense and a resentment if our relationship hasn't matured, if it hasn't happened yet, if we still seem to be waiting, if we're almost the ones trying to plow through the snow of the season and feel like we're the only ones behind the wheel, only ones trying to move through a difficult time. The closing is striking in this song. Just remember, in the winter, far beneath the bitter snow lies the seed that in the sun's love, in the spring, becomes the rose. The Word of God comes like a seed for us, and it's already sown in your heart and mine. God's love has come to us that way. This Sunday, the line before the gospel, the acclamation, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. I welcome you right now, and wherever you are, to feel that word, the word that is Christ, that is God's love for us, that is God's embrace for us in the middle of a cold time, maybe in your day or this week or in your life. The word comes, falls to our hearts. It's a seed, and it blossoms now when we pause with one another. Noah had traveled, and a bird had been spotted, and then we hear of the rainbow. The beautiful sign of what God tells us is God's covenant with us. He says, with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, all the birds and the various tame wild animals. And I've been watching the last few days that there are birds in this bitter winter that are arriving, not from under the snow, but above it and on it. Colorful little birds who are joining our lovely white and gray and black chickadees and the blue jays. Little red-capped birds arriving. Almost like a rainbow of attraction to my eye. The variants and variations of the beauty of color and culture of humankind and the amazing richness of the world opens up in a rainbow and embraced by it. God continues in that passage from Genesis 9, and I will recall the rainbow I have made between me and you and all living beings. I set my bow in the clouds to serve as a sign of this covenant between me and the earth. We grow cold and life is difficult. And another line from scriptures that I love, and I'll just share a little bit with you today. Peter, in talking about baptism, says this prefigures baptism. He's talking about the rainbow. He's talking about this experience that Noah had that was difficult in building the ark and our enduring our lives. And it seems like just a few persons with us. Peter says, eight in all. You know, he counted them. I wonder if he was there. And then he says, it's not a removal of dirt from the body, talking about baptism, but an appeal to God for a clear conscience. My sisters and brothers, there's something beautiful going on here because we're enduring a lot, and with it, life gets dirty and difficult. And it maybe has been that way for you this winter, or this day. This moment, we sometimes say, how could she or he endure it? We might say, how am I? And that's why we're together in this time right now, opening our hearts to a God who has a bow in the sky, a rainbow truly in our heart. And again, the rich variations of all of us, the ability for humankind and all the earth to reach out and help one another in a time of tragedy and terror and all the things that are going on. It's silly to believe it. It's our faith to trust it. That God asks us, like that simple seed that lies there beneath the snow, bitter snow, sometimes of our own hearts, that with the sun's love in the spring, and even in this later winter day, it begins to become the rose. My friends, I invite us, as we've entered into this Lenten time, to trust the one who leads us, who beckons to us, who reassures us on this first Sunday of Lent that there is a heartfelt, eternal covenant that God has made with us. In God's only Son, Jesus, we are held, swept up, and embraced and surrounded by a colorful rainbow, even if our day is cloudy and dark. And within the colors of that rainbow is life. Pause now. Let the contrasts of color and collisions and difficulties draw you to stillness, to deeper listening, to the awareness that God's covenant is everlasting. Our communion and union with one another is eternal. Peace, mercy, poured out for us now in this cold season, and it will never freeze. It is ignited by God's love that is a furnace of faithfulness that will be with us always to warm our cold times and to heal our troubled hearts and help us to get up and go again, to reach out to the others who find life even more difficult to endure than you or I. Pause now. Pray for them. Sense the peace that is yours, given deep within your heart. For it is a seed that will grow, even under the snow. It is the rose. It rises now. It blooms in this quiet. Peace, my friend, and thank you for being my friend. We reach each other over miles through smiles we've shared recently and with the struggle of others. We trust the rainbow. We share this peace.
Be praised, my Lord, with all your creatures and brothers, son. By whom you give the light of day unto everyone. Come and praise the Lord. Come and bless the Lord. Won't you serve the Lord in humility?